Ray is kissing Fraser. A Due South story written by Murgatrude and read by Lutzula. Ray is kissing Fraser. He's thought about this a lot. Thought about Fraser pressing his lips to Ray's, all polite and Canadian. And sometimes, after a tough case, when Fraser's been all steely determination and pursuit of justice, he's thought about just grabbing Fraser's head and mashing their mouths together. But right now, they're sitting in the car, just kissing, not quite all the way to making out. There was a moment when their lips first touched, where they both smiled, and then Fraser sighed, and then Ray sighed, and all the tension just went, and they kind of melted into each other, like this was where they belonged. Before that, it was just a normal day. Normal stupid amount of paperwork, normal meal at their normal diner, and sitting in the car making the normal sort of small talk they usually made when they were both trying to drag out the evening. So it seemed like it was still perfectly normal that when they both turned toward each other to make a point, they kept moving forward until they touched at the mouth. And now Ray is half turned to face Fraser, and the handbrake is digging into his thigh. He's got one arm over Fraser's shoulder and the other braced against the steering wheel. They've been kissing quietly for minutes now. Slow, soft, wet kisses. Just a hint of tongue. It's good. It's sweet. It's warming up to hot. And Ray knows that it's a fraction of an inch away from flaring into even hotter. Part of his brain is busy working out the logistics. There's not enough room in the front and he's too much of a guy to crawl into Fraser's lap. And getting them into the backseat is going to take some maneuvering, not to mention negotiating with a wolf. Okay, now he's kind of freaking himself out. On the one hand, Fraser's mouth is on his, warm and wet, lips sucking his apart, tongue just teasing. Man, can he kiss? On the other, it's all strategy, like if he was with a girl, working out how far he's going to get with her. And that's when he realizes that he wants more kissing. He wants more than kissing with Fraser. But not in a car. He pulls back a little. Fraser's eyelids are half closed. Like all he can think about is Ray's lips and how to get them back. Ray's never seen him like that before. All soft and malleable and wanting something for himself. And Ray just wants to give in. Give him whatever he wants. Whatever it takes to keep that look in his eyes. That look that's all about Ray. Hey, he breathes out against Fraser's lips. Close. So very close he could move a little and their lips would be touching again. Hmm? Fraser hums back, sliding his hand up to Ray's cheek and catching Ray's lower lip between his teeth. Oh, it's almost a moan as Ray drags his mouth away again, pressing their foreheads together. How about we maybe... And he can feel Fraser tense fractionally under his hand. No, 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 he thinks, as the world tumbles around him. I want this. You want this, and I'm not going to let us talk ourselves out of it. He tries to load all his promises into his voice. Come back to my place. And kisses Fraser again, quickly, before he can answer. Not fair, not fair, but it's not a fair fight. They're not fighting each other here, just themselves. Fraser breaks the kiss, and trying to ignore the tightening in his guts, Ray opens his eyes. They're too close for him to focus clearly, but Fraser's not moving away, and that's making him hope that they're still on the same page, as always. Okay. Fraser brushes his lips against Ray's. The tight sensation dissolves into a thousand tiny bubbles. Okay? He has to check. Another quick brush of lips, and Ray can feel the curve of a smile, can feel an answering smile of his own. There's a wolfish moan from the back seat. I think I can manage without your advice, thank you, Fraser says, but the smile is still there. So Ray gives him a quick peck before straightening up and starting the car. They glide into the night, silently as runners on snow. The end. I'm Lutzula, and thank you for listening. This has been a recording of Ray is Kissing Fraser by Murgatrude. You can find more of the other stories at murgatrude.dreamwidth.org, and you can find more of my podfic at lutzula.dreamwidth.org.